USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says most American police officers are good cops.
They have to do it right. They have to be trained in a proper manner.
At a roundtable discussion in Dallas on police reform yesterday, the president said America must keep its law enforcement strong amid unrest over George Floyd's death.
When you see an event like that with the more than 8 minutes of horror, that's 8 minutes really of horror. It's a disgrace.
He says he'll be signing an executive order to increase professional standards for police. The Republican National Convention is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida in August. They made the switch because the Democratic governor of North Carolina still hasn't guaranteed the convention as planned in Charlotte could go forward without coronavirus restrictions. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House now firing back at Joe Biden for saying he believes President Trump will try to steal the November election. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee made the comment on The Daily Show on Wednesday night. Yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany called it a ridiculous proposition.
Yeah, I think that's a ridiculous proposition. This president's looking forward to November. This president's hard at work for the American people, and leave it to Democrats to go out there and grandstand and level these conspiracy theories.
She was speaking on Fox News. The Secretary of Defense will be looking into the National Guard's role in recent protests in American cities where the Guard was deployed. Mark Esper has called for an after-action review of the Guard's support of law enforcement to address the civil unrest. It will look over the last couple of weeks and will be led by the Army Secretary. Twitter has deleted over 170,000 accounts, it says, were tied to the Chinese government. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A 75-year-old man seen in a viral video being shoved to the ground by Buffalo police officers last week is now recovering from a brain injury. His lawyer saying that her client is feeling better and undergoing physical therapy. The two officers involved in the incident were suspended and have been charged. Scotland's parliament wants to end shipments of tear gas and rubber bullets from the United Kingdom to the United States. Scottish lawmakers voting 52-0 with 11 abstentions yesterday on an amendment calling for a ban on the exports of such items. The vote came as chemical gas and rubber bullets have been used at protests over the police custody death of George Floyd back on Memorial Day. Police are searching a Connecticut home of a missing mom, Jennifer Dulos. She's been missing since May of 2019. She once lived at the address with her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, who was charged with her murder but committed suicide earlier this year. According to reports, cops had been at the property previously, but without a warrant or cadaver dogs to search the woods behind the home. And a distillery in Australia mixed up gin and hand sanitizer, accidentally selling 9 bottles with the wrong label. They put out a recall and managed to recover all the bottles. And you can find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.